Welcome back to Animosity, where I don't know how to do my intros. Today we are we're talking Racky's Ladybug with who is this person I'm with? It's been so long recording that I can't remember.
His name starts with an R and ends with an N and rhymes with Mohan.
Roshan?
There's an H in the middle of his name.
Roshan? Technically, it's the middle.
Without the S.
Roshan. Okay, I will keep going. I will keep going.
There are five letters in his name. The
Roshan.
Roshan.
Okay, now we're just stalling. Rohan is here as well, and we're finally talking about truth. You know, the episode that's been out for a long time without me realizing it.
It's kind of difficult to find it on YouTube. I mean, you know, there's a lot of videos on YouTube supposedly, but like none of them really have it posted.
They all have their links in their descriptions and pinned comments and crap like that.
Then one of the videos I watched literally had like the thumbnail of the video, you know, the one with like Marinette and Luca almost about to kiss. I clicked on it, you know, assuming it was the first episode. Turns out it was a completely different episode.
He watched Lies by mistake.
Actually, I don't think I watched Lies.
It's impossible for you to watch Lies. It was impossible. If you were watching an episode from season 4, it was either Truth or Lies. Those are the only two episodes that exist right now.
I don't know, man.
Maybe you got baited. Maybe you got baited into watching Ladybug. You know, because every single season 4 episode, back before season 4 even was a thing, all the season 4 episodes were always Ladybug. They were always clickbait Ladybug, which, I mean, Ladybug's a decent episode, I'll give them that, but every single one was Ladybug for some reason. You know, oh geez. Yeah, I know.
Well, nevertheless, I still managed to find this video somewhere.
Yep, and I had this video watched on, like, Wednesday, so, you know, there was that. We watched Truth. I forgot to take notes, so we'll see how this goes. And,
Me too. First time, it's not the second time, but I saw this like, I don't know, 10 minutes ago, 5-10 minutes ago, so everything's pretty fresh in my head.
Yeah, we'll do this. And also, we're gonna record our reaction to Lies, probably tomorrow.
One question. This is on our podcast, because they're not gonna see us reacting to the episode. Did you realize that?
Yeah, I know. It's called them reactions or discussions or whatever the hell. Because it's easier for me. We'll record our
correct terminology.
No, we'll record our reactions to Lies tomorrow. So because it's 11 o'clock at night and we're both tired.
It's a little counterintuitive.
I don't care. I don't care.
Okay.
Every single time with this guy. So definitely be on the lookout for that. But if you want to listen to people actually talking about Lies right now, stay tuned. Got their episode out way before we did. That was kind of my cue to pick up the pace. So,
yeah.
Originally, we were going to wait for things to drop in English in the summer, but nope. Competition sped up. I don't like subtitles on anything, but they'll do for now. One thing I also would like to note. One thing I also should note is that the Shanghai special in English is premiering. It's premiering on May 5th, I believe. I think I could be wrong on that, but I believe it's sometime early May. It's premiering on Disney Channel in English sometime in May, and we will be getting, hopefully doing same day recording on that one too.
I actually saw like an Instagram post, regarding the Shanghai special a few days ago, because I follow some of the official Miraculous accounts.
Yeah, I followed Miraculous Twitter accounts.
Jeremy Zag, and I also follow the official, like, Marinette, Adrian, Alia, all those accounts.
Yeah, I wish they had official Twitter accounts for those characters, because I think that'd be hilarious. I want to see a full-on reply battle between Marinette and Chloe, because I think we all want to see that.
To all the people that don't really know what we're talking about, people have actually made, like, actual...
Those are run by the actual team.
Well, yeah.
Yes, how about we, it's 5 minutes in, and we should probably start talking about the episode now. So, we open up, I forget, Rohan, where do we open up?
Yeah, so basically we're going to be talking about the first episode.
They know that. I'm asking, where does the episode start? What does the episode start with? I actually can't remember. Give me a second. Like.
Okay, well, this episode's called Truth.
Duh.
And it's about Marinette's relationship with Luca. And it starts with her opening up the miracle box. You know, all the Kwamis are all over the place.
Oh, right.
Yeah. She doesn't even know what's going on. And then later, she realizes that she actually is about to have a date with Luca, a movie date, in fact.
Mm-hmm. And she accidentally texts him pictures of Adrian.
Yep.
You know.
And she even, like, wait, didn't Luca also, like, ask Marinette if she was cheating on him? Something.
She still, I think she hasn't really still had feelings for Adrian, and just know this guy has been constantly be like, if you still have,
been an accurate translation.
Luca is acting, I hate Luca so much. So he's acting like he keeps acting like, you know, if you still have feelings for Adrian, that's perfectly fine. And you know, we all know that, like, it's really not, like, he's always been super chill if he wants to get with Adrian, but
he's
we all know.
I guess I
know, and I absolutely hate it. No one is that nice. Everyone has an evil side in them. I refuse to believe that Luca is like 100% like happy vibes. I refuse to believe that. So I hate Luca.
He's not 100% happy vibes. I mean, he just like.
Yeah, he just completely he disobeyed Hawkmoth completely. Yeah. So then Marinette, you know, is scrambling to get another date, and they go to the movie date, and so when they're watching the movie.
About to kiss. I was waiting for that one moment.
I was dreading that one moment. I was dreading that one moment.
Yeah, he was like, I bet he was like panicking on the inside.
I was like
screaming.
I was literally about to yeet my computer out my window.
Yeah. And I was kind of waiting for it. I don't know, but you know how miraculous it is. They interrupt all these like.
Yep, every single time.
Like
I think we've only ever had one kiss in this show.
Yeah, what happened? Was there like
It was Oblivio. No, there was two kisses, but there were two actual romantic kisses in this show. There was one in Oblivio, and there was one all the way back in season one, when Marinette kissed Ladybug kissed Cat Noir because the Heart Hunter guy had shot.
Yeah,
that one. We all know what I'm talking about.
He was on the Kim.
Yeah, Kim. Kim's a Kim Dice Form. I forget his name. I forget everything about season one, but whatever.
Dark Cupid,
yeah, that's the one.
Yeah,
so those are the only two times we ever get kisses in this show. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah, wasn't Adrian about to, like, cataclysm Marinette in that episode?
Yep. But we're not talking about this episode, so we're talking about truth.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And so he gets interrupted by an Akuma, thank God. And so,
Marinette has to leave the theater, go, like, save the day as Ladybug. Of course, she makes an excuse about how there's like a subway over the movie theater or something. Some like, you know.
Yeah, whatever. And by the time she comes back, the movie's over because apparently it takes an hour and a half to delete an Akuma from existence. This and then we forgot to mention Shadow Moth.
Oh yeah, this is the first time we see Shadow Moth, and we see him fix the Peacock Miraculous. We see exactly what he does. He does all kinds of cool like.
Yeah, you somehow, can we just, everyone just take a second. Everyone take a second that one of the ingredients he used to fix the Peacock Miraculous was a moon rock. How the hell did this man get his hands on a moon rock without anyone noticing?
I mean, no one knows he's talking about the secret
end. Yeah, but no,
he got away with literally.
Yeah, hold on. He would have to go to space to get a moon rock. I don't think there can be I don't think a rocket can take off in Paris without anyone noticing.
Look, Jacob, it may sound a little far-fetched, but, I mean, considering he got away with, like, making this, like, huge basement or, like, this entire, like, room under his house with his, like, wife in, like, a coffin thing and without anyone even knowing, there's a lot of things that he can get away with.
But flying to the moon is a totally different story than having a secret room in your house.
You could have gotten that moon rock on eBay.
But then how would they have known it's legit? eBay is full of scams.
I don't know, man. You know, there's all kinds of, like cool, majestic objects, like, Miraculous is another cool stuff. So, I mean, it doesn't seem too crazy that
I'm sorry, I'm calling BS on this one, but whatever. So he fixes the Peacock Macus, Shadow Moth is able to send out Nakuma and Onimuk at the same time.
Yep.
We don't see this for a while.
He used the Peacock Macus and the Butterfly Miraculous. It was a little underwhelming, but you know,
I wasn't expecting a big transformation, because normally when like the teenagers are doing transformations, they're like doing like splits in the air and moving their bodies all around. Well, Gabriel was like 40, so he can't.
Yeah,
he's not. We're not gonna see freaking Hawk Moth doing splits. and if we do, I think we're all gonna have to bleach our eyeballs afterwards.
Yeah.
So you know, we also, for some reason in this episode, we don't see Natalie at all, even though now she's perfectly healthy. Which they're gonna have to come up with a reason to Adrian for that. I guess if Natalie's not perfectly healthy, then I guess Emily is still in a coma.
I don't know. I think she might still be in a somewhat injured state, you know, after...
Yeah, and Hawk Moth just does not give a crap.
Yeah, well, whatever. He has other important stuff to do, you know?
You know, like beating 2 14-year-olds.
Teenagers.
Like, yeah, like kicking 2 14-year-olds' butts.
He had to akumatize an actual baby, and I'm pretty sure he did that more than once, right?
I think he did it 3 times.
Yeah. And then remember we akumatized, like, Mr. Pigeon 24 times?
Yeah.
You know, the future Monsieur Rat?
Mm-hmm.
As me and Jake speculated.
I think it was pretty much confirmed, but yeah. So, anyways, back on topic. So, where were we? So, yeah, Marinette comes back, movie's over, and then we just get a highlight reel of her skipping out on dates, and then Luca, of course, gets suspicious.
First time Luca was actually kind of chill about it. He was like, okay.
Yeah.
Then,
I've blown off dates before. I've blown off dates before. It's you do it once or twice, you're fine. Anything after that, you raise eyebrows.
Yeah. First time was okay. Then second time when Marinette and Luca were gonna have, like, you know, ice cream, the lollipop scent monster pops in.
Somehow. Which, by the way, is the baby scent monster.
Like, split second, we see Luca kind of sad. You know, we've never really seen him sad before.
I want to see Luca sad more.
And then, like Jacob mentioned, we see, like, we just see Marinette constantly leaving Luca just to do our duties as Ladybug. Luca's just completely devastated. And at the end of the day, Luca and Marinette meet up at this bridge. He literally tells her, like, you know, his sad anime backstory about how he never knew his father and his mother.
Which, you know.
Or to tell him who it was.
Yeah.
And Luca even asked Marinette to tell him, like, the truth about Adrian and all that stuff.
And she wants to tell... No, she was asking for the truth in general, not just about Adrian. And so, until Marinette, with the straightest face I've ever seen in my life, goes, like, I want to tell you, but, like, I legally can't. I legally cannot tell you the truth.
And then we saw, like, for a split second, like, Luca in, like, black and white, you know, like, showing, like, in that split second, he was just devastated. Remember that?
Oh, my God, I burst out laughing.
Yep.
Like, and you know, Hawk Moth takes advantage of this.
Mm-hmm. He was actually able to somewhat resist the akumatization.
Yeah, by doing the one thing that we've never seen anyone do before while akumatized by Hawk Moth. Doing what they want without getting their powers revoked. I think, actually, you know, we've only seen this in Robustus, but that episode is a hellhole, so, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, Hawk Moth for some reason does not, or Shadow Moth now, does not do anything at all to stop Luca as he goes off and finds his father. Which we'll reveal at the end, even though you already know what it is.
Yeah.
Still, dramatic reveal. Don't even say a thing. Because the hint, if you're going to give the same hint you gave me, But when I had already known it, you're going to give it away. So we're going to save that till later, even though you can probably Google it and find out by now, but whatever.
Yeah.
Like, he goes out to find his father without Hawkmoth doing anything. Well, also...
Yeah, he actually uses his powers on his mother to figure out who his father is. And at first, he doesn't really believe her, so he ends up going to his father. And
yeah, because it's pretty out there.
He confesses to Luca that he is, in fact, his father. And
also, Julika was in the same room when Luca's mother said who Luca's father was, and Julika gave no reaction whatsoever, because it's the same kind of blow to her as it is to him.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure like all the people in that area were immobilized by Luca's Senju monsters.
Yeah, but they still could have acknowledged her in some way.
I don't know, but they were like completely paralyzed. I don't think they could have actually done much.
She could have panned to her face to show her reaction.
The only reaction is just her face being like completely still because she was immobilized by Luca's Senju monster. And then again, I could be wrong, but still.
I mean, they could have just panned to her face even if she gave no reaction, just to prove that she saw it. I mean, or prove that she acknowledged it, but, you know, whatever. So then, we don't see Shadow Moth the entirety of the next segment where Luca's doing whatever the hell he wants to do. Hawk Moth is just absent, so that's nice. And then, like, I don't know, I'm forgetting. Ron, you continue.
Okay, where were we at? Yeah, Luca trying to find his father. Should I tell the audience who his father is, or should I wait?
Yeah, we'll wait. We'll save it right towards the end.
Okay, sure thing. And, then afterwards, yes, okay. Yes, he, admits, so he finds his father. The father admits that, he is in fact Luca's father. Luca, I guess out of spite, just ends up yeeting him away, you know, disappointed that his father actually left him, you know, to live, you know, a different lifestyle. And then before his father, falls to the ground and dies, because, you know, he yeeted him before, Marina and Adrian end up saving him. And then afterwards, Luca and Marina and Adrian get into a fight, I believe.
Do they?
Something happens. Like, Luca does come close to realizing Ladybug's true identity.
Does he?
Yeah, of course. I mean...
Huh. Apparently he does.
I mean, at some point in the episode, he does use his powers on Marinette, and every time that, like, Marinette admits, like, her true identity, or rather Ladybug, Adrian just steps in and just interrupts her.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, no recollection of
that? I really don't. I only remember Luca just being sad. Because, you know, that was my favorite part.
Okay.
Anyways. Where were we? Oh, yeah. They're constantly trying to prevent Luca from having them tell the truth by cutting off these sorts of sentences. Like, whenever Luca tries to question him, question them, the other one will jump in with a completely unrelated question that they will tell the truth to, and it doesn't reveal anything at all.
Yeah, and they tell the truth, but, like, they're completely irrelevant truths. And, in fact, Marinette does admit that she does like Adrian's, or Cat Noir's sense of humor and his personality, so I think she does kind of like Cat Noir.
No. If you become a Lady Noir shipper, I'm no longer your friend.
It's worth speculating.
If you become a Lady Noir shipper, I'm no longer your friend. Just putting that out there.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying it's something that's worth speculating.
We all know the only good ship in this show is Maralia, and everyone else can suck it. So, you know, just...
Almost like no one does, like, no one ships them. Almost no one. I'd say, like, out of, like, all...
Hold on, hold on. I'm going to make a post to the Miraculous subreddit and find out.
Look, Jacob, I think for every 100 Miraculous fans, probably 200 fans, there's maybe, like... One or two
more. I don't know. I'm going to the Miraculous Ladybug subreddit. I'm going to the Miraculous Ladybug subreddit. And, you know, I'm gonna make a poll titled Do.
Make sure that the poll of the people who actually
Do you ship? I'm just gonna do. I'm literally going to do shit Maralia. Yes. This is vital information.
Okay. Maybe even post a tweet about it or something.
No, because if I put to the actual subreddit, we'll get better responses.
Yeah. Reddit's such a good platform for getting answers for stuff anyways, you know?
Add that and post. All right. We'll have the answer to this poll in the next episode of us talking about lies. Anyways, so they're all fighting and resolve.
Yeah.
Do Luca and Marinette stop dating?
Yeah. At the very end, like once they've, Marinette's de-evilized the Akuma and the Amok, Luca goes back to normal. Kind of questions why he's in Marinette's room, and then they transition to Luca and Marinette back on the bridge. And like Jacob mentioned, I'm not really sure if they broke up. I mean, I think it's kind of, it would make sense for them to break up, but Luca does tell Marinette that he will always be there for her, you know.
Yep. Because, you know, he will hold out. He will hold out for Marinette, which, by the way, don't ever do that. Hey, don't, man, ever hold yourself out.
Even though he's broke up with her.
I don't. Luca's gonna snap at some point. I think I'm waiting, taking time bomb before Luca snaps and reveals a totally different side about himself. Just taking time bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, that's basically the episode. My only critique is that Lila was not in it. For that, I give this episode a 0 out of 10. Needs more Lila.
No, that's not fair, Jacob. You can't just, throw in a character like that, especially when they don't even have any importance.
But they do that with Lila all the time. It's Lila.
Well, it wouldn't make sense for, your first episode, you know? And besides, the episode doesn't even, remotely revolve around Lila. It doesn't have anything to do with her.
Yeah, but still, it needed more Lila. All right, now that I have the entire Miraculous fandom writing me death threats, let's finish this episode.
Hey man, every Miraculous episode need more Marinette and Luca net shipping. So
I hung up the call with him because he used Marinette, Luca, and shipping in the same sentence, and that is punishable by death in some countries. So. Yeah, you use Marinette, Luca, and ship in the same sentence, and that's punishable by death in some countries. So, you know, just had to make sure. So just try not to do that anymore, because they will find you, they will hunt you down, and you will get sentenced to death.
Country that's punishable by death in. Maybe France. Who knows?
France, Abu Dhabi, the entirety of Asia. You know, lots of different places. So. You know, so be careful with what you say. You know, so anyways, so now with me getting the entirety of Asia mad at me, let's actually finish this episode.
I think you're gonna have the whole world mad at you.
That's kind of my ultimate goal. That's kind of my ultimate goal, to have everyone writing me death threats. I actually have received death threats in Twitter DMs before. You know, I've learned to laugh them off. So.
Okay, well, let's just get into this, like, maybe after the episode, but...
Yeah. Sure, okay. I think we've covered everything. If not, you can scream at us. We really don't care.
Wait. You forgot one thing.
If you say Luca, I'm going to scream.
No. Luca's father.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
did
yeah.
Episode?
Yep. All right. So Luca's father.
Wait. I'll give you a hint before you guys like. If you guys really want to guess? We'll give you a hint. Luca's father replaced him with a crocodile.
It's Dragonstone. I mean, come on, stop.
Yes. Yeah.
Stop that. Stop with that. You gave it away. Wait. No. What were you gonna say? What you're gonna say? You're gonna say that like. Dragonstone. The father replaced Luca with a crocodile, and no, who? What are they gonna guess? Are they gonna guess the fucking rat man? Like, what the hell? Or pigeon man? Sorry, I'm tired. But like,
soon to be rat man.
Soon to be rat man. Yes. So like, come on, you can't give it away like that without actually giving them the actual answer. It's Dragonstone, which
yeah.
I think we all could have guessed that with two different ways. We all could have guessed this. A. He's the only other character in the show with colored hair besides Julika.
It's A, Dragonstone, or B, Dragonstone.
I choose C, all of the above.
all
the above. So, hold on. I'm gonna just dissect this for a few minutes. Basically, it was already confirmed. Essentially, if you look at the facts, A, Dragonstone is the only other character in this show besides Julika and Luca to have colored hair.
Luca and Julika.
Nope, that's not B. B is the movie that they went to see in the beginning of the episode was Dragonstone's first movie.
Yeah.
So that was another, because that was another thing.
But the fact that they're following in Dragonstone's footsteps is, I guess a C,
Yeah, and then B, it was pretty obvious. I mean, come on. Or D, it was pretty obvious. So.
D is pretty obvious.
D, yeah. So, yeah, with that said, and so I'm just going to map out.
Before I watched the episode, I expected Luca's father to be Hawkmoth.
That would be so stupid, though, and way too out there of a connection.
But or either that, or I expected, I honestly expected Luca's father to be Marinette's father, and they would be siblings, so they wouldn't be able to date.
No. If that happened, then we would have had, another special called the Sweet Home Alabama special. And, they would start dating there. Sweet Home Alabama special.
Maybe they have, like, a school trip.
To Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah.
Like, if they had the same, if anyone in this show starts dating their sibling, Sweet Home Alabama special confirmed right there. Luca and Julika. I would believe that. That's definitely possible.
Yeah.
No. I got another one. Adrian and Felix.
Oh God. No.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Or I got another one.
What? So you don't have another one?
I don't know. Alia and her sister.
The one that the two little kids I could beat in a fight, or the one that could beat me in a fight?
I don't know. Either one, it's a matter.
Foursome. Sweet Home Alabama foursome.
Say that in like a podcast?
Yeah, probably not. I really don't care. I think getting canceled, when you get canceled, it's publicity. Getting canceled is free publicity. So cancel me all you want. I'm just saying, in the Sweet Home Alabama special, the entire Cesare family foursome. I'm calling it now.
Man.
All right. So now with me guaranteed to get canceled. Thank you guys for listening to Animosity, where we watch shows so you didn't have to. Be sure to check out any of the podcasts and introduce same place listening to this one. I can't be bothered to do the whole intro.
Okay, send
voice messages, Twitter, all that crap.
Guys, also, it's April vacation in the country that we're living in. I'm not sure if you know where we live.
Okay, continue. Don't ask, just continue.
You
No, I had to. No, it timed out. I had to stop it and start it again. We're still recording. Just go. Continue.
Oh, okay. As I was saying, you know, since it's a provocation in the country that we live in, which we will not reveal,
it's pretty obvious.
It's Kolkata, India.
It's Canada. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. It's Kolkata, India.
Yeah. Kolkata, India.
Kolkata, India.
Yeah. We have, you know, yeah, we have April vacation, May vacation, and a December vacation. Don't ask. We have all kinds of vacations, you know, mm-hmm. prepare for big exams.
And we are currently in April vacation, so hopefully we have guaranteed we're going to have another episode out in the next 2 days.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get to. We're going to churn out a bunch of episodes, react to season 2, maybe
4.
Yeah. You know what? Since we had an episode about, like, Marina and Lucas relationships, I'm really looking forward to maybe a future episode about, like, Adrian and Kagami's relationship.
Oh, that bitch. No.
You know?
I don't like Kagami. She's too straightforward.
Yeah.
Like, there's no synergy between Kagami and Adrian. Kagami just wants Adrian as bad as Marinette does, but doesn't have the social anxiety.
Between, Hawkmoth and Kagami's mom, so...
Oh, it'd be perfect. I mean, he already cheated with Natalie. Might as well cheat with Kagami's mom, too.
He's not cheating. His wife is kind of, like, considered dead. She's in a coma.
Yeah, no, his mother's legally considered dead, so...
He's, like, legally dead.
Is it technically cheating? Is it technically cheating? I don't know. Anyone who's a lawyer out there, answer that question for us. But
is cheating even like considered an offense? I
mean, not a legal offense.
Not a legal offense.
But it's considered an a-hole offense.
Oh yeah, that's like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. So anyways, we're going to have an episode out for talking about lies, and then I'm thinking we could probably get squeezed out 2 more episodes this week if we're
maybe
really
we
planning on having
a few
of,
previous episodes, you know.
We still got to do Feast. We still got to do Feast. Hold on, let me pull up the list. Where's the list? Here's the list. Our ideas is Feast discussion, discussing the next villains in season 4, Lila, Felix, possibly Chloe.
Maybe the future villains?
Yep, who will be the next Queen Bee, which I think already got confirmed. I'm talking about Time Tagger. Trying to explain to Jack why Miraculous Ladybug is a good show. That one's going to have to really be planned out.
He's a pretty good friend of ours. Not really into Miraculous, but hopefully.
He was the co-host for Steven Universe, which might just be making a return soon. So keep your eyes out for that. Yeah, because he's the only one left. Trust me, I'm working on it. And we also have Reading Miraculous Fanfics.
Awesome.
I've read 1 or 2 Miraculous fanfics. They're actually really bad, but they're funny.
I don't know, man. I always thought fanfics were a little bit weird. I mean, I think they're really just for the hardcore fans.
No. The only fanfic I've ever liked is that Miraculous fanfic about the cursed episode where Lila gets pregnant with Adrian's baby, and then Marinette gets akumatized into, like, this murderer and murders, like, everybody. It's a very interesting fanfic with a lot of grammatical errors, so it's pretty funny.
That just sounds like one of those animated story time videos on YouTube.
No, it's creepypasta.
Oh god, not a creepypasta. I'm not gonna read that.
But I summed it up for you. It's pretty funny.
No, it's not. Well, how does it end?
Murder.
It's not canon. Just some random dude.
Oh no, it's canon.
Oh, it's not.
It's canon. I don't know. Read it yourself. Find out if it's canon. Anyways, so I don't know.
Whatever.
I don't know. We got to get other ideas because our list is kind of lacking with good ones.
Yeah,
here's what I'm thinking. Here's what I'm thinking. We have 2 more episodes. We have 3 more episodes come out this week.
I'm not really into redos, but we should probably redo that Shop Blanc episode because...
Later. Yeah, that was not a very good episode.
Yeah, that was just a bad episode. I mean,
but, like, it's prepared. The thing with...
Really that prepared. Yeah, I think we both just did a bad job. Jacob wasn't very into it, and
I just don't like Shop Blanca. It's a good episode, but I just don't like it.
That one has, like, arguably the most, well,
Feast. I mean, if you're gonna say plot developed, Feast. The best episode of season 3.
Okay, maybe it comes number 2 to Feast, but I think it at least has the second most plot development, if not the most. I mean,
it depends on who you're asking for that, actually. I just don't like Shop Blanca. Controversial opinion, but I don't like Shop Blanca that much.
It's a really good episode. I mean,
it's good the first time you watch it.
Finale is pretty good too for season 3.
I like season two's better. We already did combining the finale versus the finales together.
Yeah, that was a fun debate. And we had one on the Butterfly and Peacock miraculous.
That episode actually did really well. That and the Kiss, Marry, or Kill did really well statistically.
Oh, yeah, the tier list that you set up.
Yep, to Kiss, Marry, or Kill. That was fun.
Yeah.
And we disagreed on a lot of things, so.
Yeah, we're very different, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Very different people.
Mm-hmm. Also, the Shanghai special, when that comes out, we can also do an episode comparing the Shanghai and New York specials, which one was better. We'll do same kind of format. One of us will pick a side, argue for that side. I'm putting that on the ideas list.
I don't know, man. I mean, I think the specials are just, like, so different. They're very hard to compare
to
each other. It's kind of like, you know, comparing apples to oranges, if you've ever heard that saying, which you probably have, but, you know.
I'm still putting it on the ideas list.
Yeah, you know, just one of those ideas, you know. It's not a bad idea, but...
Well, yeah, we'll get to it. We're going to get to all these ideas eventually.
We have to see the Shanghai special first, and then until then, we can't really say whether we're going to have that episode.
Yeah. Hold on. So, here's what I'm thinking we plan for this week. We do, like, tomorrow, we record Lies. I'm going to watch the episode tonight. You've already seen it. Haha. So, we'll record Lies tomorrow. Take like a couple days break. Then we'll either do like talking about a season 3 episode, or we'll do like a miscellaneous one, like next Queen Bee or next villains in season 4, or fanfic reading.
Yeah.
And then like we'll do that on one day, take another like 2 day break, and then next weekend I do the other one. Like we'll do one season 3 episode discussion and one miscellaneous one, along with talking about Lies. So 3 more episodes this week, is besides this one.
We're still recording, right?
Yep, we're still recording.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. So that's kind of the plan. Every time we make a plan, we never follow through with it, so...
Yeah, you know, this plan gets compromised quite a lot.
Usually by Rohan, but whatever.
Usually by Jacob.
You are not allowed to argue that, considering what happened today and yesterday. So just keep that in mind. Yeah. Some tea was spilled. We're gonna leave it at that. If you want I don't think we're gonna be doing Miraculous News anymore. I talked a little more about it in the episode titled An Update, going into like Cartoon Apocalypse, my thoughts on him, which are all negative. F that guy. And you know, just listen to that if you want to hear my standpoint on that.
I need to see what Cartoon Apocalypse is. Honestly, I don't really know.
He monopolized Miraculous News to the point where there's no point in anyone even trying anymore. He beat out Linda Lee Rose, who was backed by Zag. She was backed by the actual creators of Miraculous Ladybug, and Cartoon Apocalypse beat her. What does that say about, like, you know, I hate him. I just do not like him at all.
You know, competition. I mean, even something like a Miraculous podcast can be pretty competitive, you know?
Hold on, you know what?
There's a lot of people out there.
Maybe, hold on, I'm doing a lot of thinking. I would like to take this moment to challenge Cartoon Apocalypse to a Miraculous Trivia Off. 1v1, me against Cartoon Apocalypse.
Wait, could I join?
No.
This really
is personal. This, you could be, I'll DM him on Twitter or something.
I
mean, work the details out.
I just watch Jeopardy frequently. I do kind of like research for fun.
Yeah, because you're a nerd. You're a nerd. The only kind of research I do will probably get me thrown in jail. So, you know. But I would like to take this moment. I'm going to reach out to him, too. I would like to personally challenge this man to a 1v1 of Miraculous Trivia. So, you know, we're gonna have an unbiased moderator giving us trivia questions about Miraculous Ladybug. Whoever, no, because you're biased. You're biased. Stay tuned for Miraculous Ladybug is biased. Anyone that knows Cartoon Apocalypse personally is biased. So we're gonna have an unbiased moderator. I really want to do this actually. No. Not bringing anyone personal. Because also, he's also biased. He's biased towards us. So I'm going to reach out to him, probably as soon as we're recording this. I'm going to reach out to him and see if I can get him to do this. Because I actually want to 1v1 this man in Miraculous Trivia. Because I think I could beat him. I really do. So if you guys want to see that, definitely reach. Definitely push it. Well, I always get in over my head. I never know when to quit. So, you know, that's an issue.
The thing is that if you're going to have such a really lofty goal of, you know, beating Cartoon Apocalypse and just showing that you're the number one Miraculous podcast or whatever, you're going to have to prepare for it.
Oh, no, assuming I'll do it. So, yeah, I want everyone listening to this in some way, shape, or form, whether it be a comment on a YouTube video, a reply on his tweet. Yeah, so get this message to him. I challenge him to a 1v1 of Miraculous Trivia. And he's going down. I'm going to reach out to him. Get his thoughts. Soon as we're done recording this. And, you know.
I'll just figure out if he has Instagram.
Yep.
Maybe
I know he has Twitter.
DM him personally.
Yep. You DM him on my behalf on Instagram. I'll DM him on Twitter. We're going to make this happen. I'll tag him in a tweet, too. We're going to make this happen. And if it's not him, it's going to be someone. 1v1 on Miraculous Trivia. I want to do this with someone. And Cartoon Apocalypse seems like the perfect person to do it just because I fucking hate the guy. So, you know.
Wow.
I really do.
It's going to be awesome.
Oh, it's going to be great. I don't know. Maybe it'll be in the next Animosity special if anyone ever remembers those.
But Jacob, all I'm just saying, of course, you're going to totally disagree with me. If you're gonna have like such an epic battle, you should probably mentally prepare yourself for the worst possible outcome. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. I know. This is, by the way, this is all for fun. Like, this is all gonna be for fun. Maybe we'll like loser has to donate money to charity or something like that. I don't know. We'll figure something out. But
it's
like, it's all gonna either be for fun or for a good cause. I want to make sure that happens because I really want to do this and I really want to get support on this. So we'll see. So yeah, this is my official challenging of Cartoon Apocalypse to a Miraculous Trivia 1v1. And I think I can take him down. So definitely help this message reach him. I'm going to do the same. Rohan's going to do the same. And with that, thank y'all for listening to Animosity Rewatch Show so you didn't have to. I already basically did the outro like 20 minutes ago. So Rohan.
Thank you very much for listening to our rants about Cartoon Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Or next plans of action, which might not even happen, but
I really hope it does. Also, if you guys want to listen to people talk about lies, stay tuned for Miraculous Ladybug. Already put out an episode. Definitely check them out.
An amazing podcast. Highly recommend it.
We plug them more than we plug ourselves, but that's because we're good friends.
If you're into Miraculous and even shipping, which they definitely get into a lot more.
I haven't listened to their episode yet because I haven't seen Lies. I haven't seen Lies yet. I'm gonna definitely get on that, but you know, definitely check them out. Cartoon Apocalypse is going down. So we'll see you guys next time. And yeah.
Goodbye.
Bye.